This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. A panel of Montana regulators, industry representatives, and conservationists are meeting for the first time on implementing the state's sage-grouse conservation plan. The sage-grouse oversight team's creation is one of the measures the state is taking in an effort to keep the ground-dwelling bird from being designated as a threatened or endangered species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to decide later this month whether conservation efforts like Montana's are enough to prevent federal intervention. State officials want to avoid federal measures that could be more onerous than what they're proposing. The panel today will discuss the possible outcomes of the federal agency's decision, along with Governor Steve Bullock's executive order setting up the state's conservation program and what other agencies are doing. A Missoula County resident is getting a series of rabies shots after being bitten by a rabid skunk. Health officials say it's the first time rabies has been identified in an animal other than a bat west of the Continental Divide in nearly 20 years. State's assistant veterinarian Tawny Szymanski says the incident happened September 10th in the Harpers Bridge Road area of Missoula County.
There was an interaction between some local dogs and the skunk, and one of the homeowners in the area was able to get the skunk away from the dogs and recognized that something was abnormal, and so they submitted it for testing. And I think after the fact, it was determined that somebody in that same area had had an interaction with the skunk the previous day. And so actually, when they were trying to get away from the skunk, I think they fell and were bitten on the leg by the skunk.
Four dogs believed to have had contact with that skunk have been quarantined in their owners' homes. Szymanski says three of the four dogs were past due for their annual rabies vaccination. There is no post-exposure series of shots for dogs like there is for humans, but Szymanski says previous vaccinations in the dogs means they're likely to survive. She adds a majority of Montana counties require dogs to get rabies vaccinations.
I can't give you a number as far as compliance, but I certainly know that on an annual basis when we deal with cases of exposure, so dogs that tussle with skunks or raccoons or whatever species it is that may transmit rabies, we deal with a lot of non-vaccinated pets.
Szymanski says a colony of 15 to 20 feral cats that are also believed to have had contact with the rabid skunk are being captured and will be euthanized to prevent further spread of the virus. She says she believes these rabies exposures were an isolated event, but that a state rule says unvaccinated cats, dogs, and ferrets can't travel outside of Missoula County for the next 60 days. The skunk at the center of the incident has been killed and a sample from it sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for testing. Investigators are interested to see if it may have contracted rabies from a bat. 34 Montana lawmakers have sent a letter to Governor Steve Bullock saying they support President Barack Obama's plan to cut power plant emissions over the next 15 years. The plan announced in August calls for Montana to cut its carbon dioxide emissions rate by 47% compared to 2012. A U.S. Senate committee is holding a field hearing in Billings today on pipeline safety following spills that fouled the Montana River and the California coast. Senators are examining whether the government has enough safety inspectors to manage a boom in U.S. energy production that's led to a rise in oil pipeline accidents after years of declines. More than 30,000 gallons of oil spilled into the Yellowstone River in January from a Bridger Pipeline Company line near Glendive. A Stevensville woman who's serving a 40-year prison sentence for the hit-and-run death of a pedestrian is now asking a judge to allow her to present new evidence she says proves her innocence. The Montana Innocence Project has taken up Katie Garding's case. The organization hired engineers to reconstruct the 2008 crash that killed Bronson Parsons in East Missoula. The engineers concluded the accident scenario described by Montana Highway Patrol troopers was physically impossible. Crews are checking Beartooth Pass this morning to see if they can reopen the highway after blowing and drifting snowfall shut it down. The Billings Gazette reports the highway was initially closed yesterday morning at the Montana-Wyoming line, but high winds and snow squalls forced more closures. From Montana, motorists can drive to Vista Point, about 20 miles from Red Lodge. A 32-year-old woman arrested in Billings after she was found in a car with a dead man told officers he wanted to die and she had always wanted to try to kill someone with her bare hands. The Billings Gazette reports Lindsay Hagen made an initial appearance on a deliberate homicide charge in the death of 25-year-old Robert Glenn Mast. She remains jailed on a $400,000 bond. The flu season is already underway across the state. Steve Jess has the story.
So far, health officials have recorded 12 cases of flu in 6 Montana counties: Yellowstone, Gallatin, Lewis and Clark, Missoula, Beaverhead, and Broadwater. Carl Milhon with the Department of Public Health says Montana's flu season typically doesn't begin until October.
This is a little early, about a month earlier than normal. So right now we're kind of enhancing our surveillance systems and trying to see if this is an indicator of an early season or if this is just a blip.
2 people came down with the milder B strain of the flu in August. The rest are infected with the stronger influenza A virus, which usually dominates the flu season through the winter months.
What you're seeing is how it all begins in the country and in Montana. And this is a really good reminder to get vaccinated now.
A lot of people who got vaccinated last year got the flu anyway because it was only 13% effective against the H3N2 virus, which was the dominant strain. This year's vaccine has stronger protection against H3N2. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says vaccines usually provide a 50 to 60% chance of avoiding the flu. The 2015 vaccine is widely available through doctors, pharmacies, and health clinics. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Glacier National Park has announced that it will raise its fees for entrance and front country camping starting in November. The Missoulian reports winter season entrance fees will jump from $15 a vehicle to $20 starting November 1st. The summer fee will be $30 per vehicle in May, up from $25. Officials estimate the change will generate an additional $500,000 annually. Park spokeswoman Denise German says the money will go to visitor services and facilities, programs at campgrounds, trail repairs, restroom improvements, wildlife habitat restoration, road maintenance, and the park's shuttle bus. Other cost hikes include the annual park pass, which will cost $45 in January and make a second leap to $50 in January of 2017. The last time Glacier raised its entrance fee was 2006. People in Helena are being targeted by scammers who claim the federal courts want to arrest them for missing jury duty. Steve Jess has the story.
At least one person in Helena has sent money to a PayPal account to settle a non-existent arrest warrant supposedly issued by the U.S. District Court. Chief Deputy Beth Conley with the court in Missoula says victims are getting phone calls from an official-sounding person claiming to be with the federal court system. The caller says the victim has been named in an arrest warrant because they failed to respond to a jury summons, but the case can be settled by paying a fine online through a PayPal account. It's a scam, and most people don't fall for it. Conley says the scam artists appear to be targeting only people in Helena for now, but people in other parts of the state might get calls soon. Court officials are concerned because the scam is happening at the same time the court is sending real jury notices through the mail. Courts always contact potential jurors initially through the mail. If you think you've been targeted by this scam, call the jury administrator. We'll have the phone number on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Steve Jess.
The city of Missoula says the CEO of a Canadian firm seeking to buy the water company that serves the city leaked what was supposed to be a confidential valuation of the system. Attorney Harry Schneider represents the city in the Mountain Water condemnation case. He tells the Missoulian that Algonquin Power CEO Ian Robertson told investors August 13th that the current owner valued Mountain Water at close to $200 million. After the city won its condemnation case, the next step was to determine fair value for the property. District Judge Karen Townsend ordered the current owner, the Carlyle Group, to file its claim under seal so as not to influence a November hearing at which 3 water commissioners will determine a value. The city wants to know who gave Robertson that information. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.